Good morning and welcome to Local Business Focus. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Senyog Prajapati from Next Climb Accounting. Good morning, Senyog.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, today we're talking about modern accounting.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what that means?
These days, because of the technological changes, the good thing is you have so many good softwares and applications available in the marketplace, which can actually be utilized more to streamline your accounts management, make it more automated, and make sure that it purely cuts down your processing time. So that's what it's all about, being modern accounting.
So what would we have done in the past?
So in the past, how it used to, if you look at 10 years back.
Which isn't that long, really.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it has changed a lot in past 10 years. And I mean, I feel fortunate because I have seen the both aspects of accounts management, where I started where we had to purely data enter the bank transactions into your accounting system and make sure that everything is reconciled and so on. And then we got introduced to different really good softwares which actually talk to the bank accounts directly and streamline the data directly with the bank, which cut down the processing of the data entry, which was one of the biggest thing which happened in accounting. And now it has gone to another level where there are softwares which has developed purely on that basic technology, which gives the ability to prepare and manage the accounts on totally on cloud-based, and it's all automated.
So what does this mean, not only for you, but for the clients?
I mean, importantly, obviously, especially with small business clients, they didn't necessarily have access to qualified business advisors. They tend to become bookkeepers themselves, and even with bookkeepers, so if they wanted to cut down their costs, and that's what they started with, so they were very much cautious about the costing of accounts management. So what they would prefer is to become bookkeepers themselves, record the bank transaction, record various invoices themselves. That did not necessarily give the ideal outcome which they were aiming for, because most of the times those accounts were premature accounts, so if you ran any reports you would obviously not find those reports to be accurate, so that never helped them having that confidence in making any decision making based on those reports. So it was purely an exercise which was done by them for passing on to their external accountants after the year end for them to check the accounts, prepare the financial reports and complete the tax returns for them to make sure that they've met with their compliance obligations. But my view is that they can now utilize it in more better way, because most of the products they do have really excellent reporting tools within their products, so they can actually check on a day-to-day basis where they are in terms of their revenue, how they can control their expenses and so on, and they can become more efficient in terms of their running their business, and secondly more profitable because of controlling all aspects of business running. The important thing which they'll save is the accounting cost, because after the year end, obviously when you have accurate numbers in front of you, then the accountant doesn't necessarily have to spend so much of time in terms of reviewing the work in that depth, because most of the accounts will be reconciled. So they will just be spending a lesser time because everything is reconciled. Investigation time gets cut off, and so what it means is that they can utilize the services of those accountants in more value-added business advisory services, which in previous cases they were not getting access to, purely because, again, for the cost factor which was involved to that.
So it's more affordable for...
Absolutely. I mean, it has become more affordable. Accountants can, especially when you're dealing with small businesses, they can pass on, share their skillful knowledge with the small business clients. Now, previously, I mean, even it was not a viable arrangement where they could charge enormous amount of fees, despite of they know that they have to do the work for the compliance as well. So that would have cost a huge to small business owners in terms of accounting fees and business advisory fees. So they would always consider to cut off that element altogether.
They do it themselves.
Yeah, so they used to do it themselves. But now these days, because of the automation, the accountants has more time, more valuable time, which can be put up into valuable efforts. And I must say, I mean, going in future, I won't be surprised that there will be more startup and small businesses which will succeed in this economy because of purely the invention of this cloud accounting, because the role of a business advisor will be utilized in the right way, and that will lead small business owners to expand really well, and there will be a lesser failure rate in terms of small business owners.
Gee, that's great news.
Absolutely.
So what else should we be looking at if maybe you're not happy with your accountant?
I would always encourage the clients to make sure that they, first of all, you want to pick up the right accountant to start with, spend some time with them, interact with them, see how they approach different aspects and how they can be helpful to your business. That's very important from the business client's point of view. And the second important aspect is they want to make sure that the accountant is for life. They don't want to keep changing the accountants as well and business advisors. They want to have confidence in the business advisors, have trust in those business advisors. And if things doesn't work out, they should go and speak to their current accountant and business advisors and see if they can come to a mutual understanding where they could utilize them much better. And if they can continue working with the same accountant, ideal. If not, obviously, I mean, they can find many good accountants. I mean, right now, internet has helped out where, obviously, to reach out any good profession has become much, much easier. Especially, I mean, they could speak to their friends and family because they could get a good, they might have a good accountant themselves and which they would like to refer it to such business owners.
How costly is it to change an accountant?
It depends. So right time to change the accountants would be after June.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so as an accounting firm, when we pick up any accounting clients, obviously we want to make sure that we pick up clean and tidy. We don't want to necessarily spend too much time on tidying up stuff which was not accurately maintained previously.
Mm-hmm.
That's very key. So so what we might do is we might pick up the client. Let's say if we are picking up in November or December, we'll be picking up the transactions which the previous accountant signed off on.
Mm-hmm.
So the balances which they signed off on. And then we'll be doing a review of the first 5 months to make sure that the balances which was recorded by the clients or their bookkeeper are good enough for us to rely on, and then we bring them along. So it depends on the timing as well. So and how good the previous accountant was as well. So
right.
Yeah, it's really difficult to gauge a dollar value to that, depending on the client as well, how good they were managing the books as well. So it can vary enormously.
Right. So if you are thinking of making the switch, try and do it straight after.
Yeah, yeah. After year end, you speak to your current accountant and try and see if they can help you out, what your expectations are. If not, you should bring to their attention that they would like to move across, and if you can complete the accounts on a promptly basis so that they can roll it over to a different to another accountant. And this is the right time, as I said. I mean, after June, July, August, yeah, your accounts would be to an accountant if you're very keen to wrap up your compliance obligations on a timely basis and get it done as quickly as possible.
Mm.
But if you're delayed for further long, then obviously the year end has not been verified, and then you have another period built up, which again is not. Hasn't been looked after by your accountant because the new accountant who will be picking it up has to do that sort of review again.
Right. How else has modern accounting helped with the accountant relationship client, their relationship between each other?
It has changed, I must say.
Yeah.
And from my experience, what I found was that there was a very gap between the relationship between accountants and especially small business owners.
Right.
Because, see, in reality, commercially, if you look at it, when I interact with the small business owners, at the back of the mind, I'll be very much aware of that they would not necessarily seek a business advisory services with us because they might be concerned about fees or so on. So what it means is that it depends on person to person as well, but I would not necessarily be interacting with the clients with different approach that, okay, they could do these sort of things differently and vice versa. But now things have changed, obviously, because the accountants have become more proactive. The accountants have become more interactive. Accountants prefer to go and see to the clients personally rather than client coming and seeing to them personally, because that way they can observe lots of things which is happening within that business that does help out in providing business advisory to the client as well. So yes, I mean, accountants have also changed the way they were managing their clients and providing services to their clients.
Wonderful. So better relationships and a greater chance for small business to survive.
Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today on Local Business Focus. Sanyog Prajabiti from Next Climb Accounting, proud station sponsor.
Thank you.